Republican Senator John Kennedy announces re-election bid. By Jacob Bliss on June 1, 2021. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, R., announced his bid for re-election to the U.S. Senate Tuesday on Twitter with a video saying, "I will not let you down, I'd rather drink weed killer." The Republican, during his formal midterm election launch, outlined the progress he's helped make in the country over the last 5 years. Over the last 5 years, he said, he had gotten up every day as a senator to keep the promises he made for Louisiana when he asked them to take a chance on him during his election campaign in 2016. Kennedy explained he kept the promises he made in 2016, and that he would work for our country and put it back on track in order to make America great again. The senator continued to say, "In the last 5 years, we're accomplished a lot, but now the socialists are racing to undo it all. This is why," he said, "the job is not finished, so I'm announcing that I'm running for re-election for the United States Senate." With his announcement, he made a new promise to always be the voice for his constituents during the good and the bad, adding that he will be the voice against the socialism that's now overtaken in Washington, D.C. He also added, "Come hell or high water, your values will be my values. And I will never be silent, never, when the nutjobs tell me to sit down and shut up." Kennedy also pledged that "I will not let you down, I'd rather drink weed killer." In 2016, Kennedy won over 60% of the vote. His Louisiana Senate seat was rated as safely Republican. Before the senator announced his re-election intentions in March, former President Donald Trump gave Kennedy his complete and total endorsement. Trump said, "John Kennedy of the great state of Louisiana is a spectacular senator in person. He is a tireless advocate for the people of his state, and stands strongly for the forgotten men and women of our country," Trump continued. The former president then added, "Strong on energy independence, the military, our great vets and the border, John has my complete and total endorsement."